Jesus, when I look at the immensity of what is before us, of the way you are using us without our knowledge, and how so many things depend upon our obedience, I'm truly overwhelmed. I know for a fact that I can do nothing except for your grace. It's really a wonder that I keep trying to do it in my own strength. Jesus, please have mercy on us. Let us not be preoccupied with our own issues, but what is on your heart. Please forgive our shallowness and help us really pray from the heart about those things that are most important to you, Lord. And I was given to understand that these personal issues that I'm dealing with are very important to him, because our whole walk depends upon us being able to conquer our self-will. Jesus began, "Beloved, it is not my heart that you should be confused or constantly feeling condemned." Yeah, he's been giving me readings about repentance, and I just am not recognizing it, or I don't want to recognize it. He continued, "This will be brought to an end. Claire, you know when you are in the flesh, and I know when you are over the top and past being able to cope and restrain yourself. I'm not condemning you for that. In fact, I'm not condemning you at all. Only calling you up higher, to a higher level of consecration. Don't you believe that I am aware of all your weaknesses? And I would not be inviting you up unless I had a remedy for all you struggle against. Rest assured, have faith and trust me. I do have an answer, a way free from the chains that have bound you. But it is my way, not yours. And it is doable if you will trust me. Lord, I am willing to be made willing. I know this, but in your heart you imagine that it is impossible to you, and in a way that is true, but we're not doing it your way, but mine. Jesus, I have struggled and struggled and struggled, and I have lost hope. Besides, I do not want to take up this time with my personal struggles." He continued, "Your struggles are not merely personal. Everyone struggles with their own issues, just as hard as yours are to overcome. It is a matter of love. Do you love me enough to apply the medicine necessary to overcome these things?" This, Lord, is where I sincerely doubt and hide my fears. I want to crawl into a hole because my love for you is so little. He continued, "I understand, and truly I say to you, I will crawl into that hole right after you to bring you back out. I do have a way, and it's not impossible. You are facing many covens who have determined that they collectively will bring you down. But they cannot bring me down. So we will accomplish this together. It is partly a matter of perspective. You are looking at your mountain instead of looking at me. When you change your focus, we can move forward. It's just that simple. More of me. You see, your opposition is tailored to keep you preoccupied and distracted away from the time necessary for your cure. It's just that simple. They have manipulated your focus to keep it on you and your problem rather than me. I'm leading you back into the message I gave you recently about letting go of the struggle and trusting me for the path to freedom. You are still expecting yourself to conquer your flesh. Even after all these years, you are still looking to yourself. You're right, Lord. Exactly. This applies to all of you who are taking my messages to Claire seriously. You can no longer rely on your self-discipline and restraint to solve your struggles with your flesh. The forces aligned against all of you are beyond your skill level to conquer. That's why I'm here to help you. But how, Lord? Love is the answer. When you love me more than your own comforts, you will have been given the means to surrender to me. More of me, beloved ones, more of me, until you can no longer let entanglements hold you back from complete surrender. I am not suggesting you do this in your own power. That is impossible. What you must do is change your focus. Change what you are looking at. Rivet your heart and mind totally on me. And I will do the rest. Fall in love all over again with me. I am calling you. I am longing for you. I am suffering in my heart because of your entanglements with the world and the comforts they bring you. I want to be the only one who brings you comfort. When you see me clearly, you will realize that there is no competition, and only I can bring the comfort you are dying for. When you reach that point, you will be ready to let go of all the lesser comforts. Dive in, beloved. Be the swimmer who plunges to the bottom and finds the pearls. Forsake the warmth and buoyancy of the water on the surface. Forsake the refreshing. Forsake the distractions, the shallow things that bring temporary pleasure. Forsake those things. Go deeper. Dive into the depths to find me. And when our eyes meet, our hearts embrace, there will no longer be a struggle. Our love for one another will finally close the door on the world forever.